following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics Tip-Off Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you here to Classic Country 90.9 for Lady Balls basketball as we move into the area tournament, as the Lady Balls have traveled over to Briarwood Christian to take on the Shelby County Wildcats. This is Rusty Taylor. I'm joined as normal by Coach Jerry Weems. And we will be having Coach Hare. And actually, as I'm going to be giving up the play-by-play duties in a few minutes and giving those to Coach Hare, I have some other duties that I got to take care of. So Coach Heron and Coach Weems will be bringing you all the Lady Vols action. But we do want to share with you, we're going to cover this game in its entirety. Then we're going to break down, and we're headed to Sylacauga to take on to cover the boys' game that's scheduled for a 7:30 tip. And that game, it'll be myself and Coach Chris Heron. I'll be doing play-by-play. Coach Chris Heron will be doing color, and we'll leave Coach Wings back behind. So just to be totally honest, that's what it's going to sound like. But it's going to be a full afternoon of area tournament basketball. The first time we've ever been in a situation where the boys and girls play at the same time. But we're going to start with a girls matchup. Coach Wings, these two teams have obviously played twice. The Lady Vols come out on top both times. But both of them were very competitive games. This is a game, and it's one and done. You mentioned in your coaching career, this is kind of always the most nervous you would get. You mentioned that multiple times.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure Coach Bishop is pretty nervous about this matchup here tonight.
Yeah, this is the game where you've got to win to stay alive. If you lose this first game, you're through. If you win, you're assured of playing in that championship game plus a sub-region game, regardless of how you do in that area championship game. But this is a team we've already played twice, and as you mentioned, two very competitive games. We beat them, pulled away late to win at Shelby County and are at Clay Central in the latest game. And then when we played over there, we escaped with a 48-45 win. So playing on a neutral floor today, it's anybody's game.
Well, Coach, we're expecting a big matchup. The Vols have a lot of seniors on the court, as we covered senior night back last Thursday night. But it looks like we're a couple of minutes away from the tip of this afternoon's area tournament game. What area are we? I should know that. But do y'all know what area? I don't keep up with area numbers. You know, Coach Williams, what area numbers? I'll try to get that. But I don't have that. But anyway, this is the Lady Vols area tournament again. If you're just now joining us, we'll be covering the boys area scheduled to tip off at 7:30 down in Sylacauga. The Vols will be actually taking on Briarwood, as right now the Lady Vols are in Briarwood taking on Shelby County. We'll take a little break and get ready for the opening tip right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
AltaPoint Health needs caring people to support and assist those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then AltaPoint Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of the Radio Alabama Foundation and very excited to be a part of volunteer athletics on Classic Country 90.9. Atkinson Homes covers Talladega, Clay, Coosa, and Shelby counties with quality custom-built energy-efficient homes located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, 256-378-1201 or atkinsonhomes.net. You're going to love our homes.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Buddy Sports Country is your local dealer of Benelli, Brown, and Englock firearms. They add more selection and new products almost daily inside the huge showroom. They even feature some used firearms as well. Buddy's also offers a full stock of ammo, plus they have a wide range of fishing supplies. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy's Sports Country, located on Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it that right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
This is Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Benhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 and Lady Balls Basketball. This again is Rusty Taylor, and I'm joined by Coach Jerry Weems and also Coach Chris Herring. About to hand it off, Coach Herring, hand off the duties to you right here as we're getting ready for the tip as Nariah Brock is going to go out to center court.
All right, Taylor, we'll tag this thing in and out. Let's get at it right here as we've got this big area matchup between our Clay Central Volunteers, the ladies, and the Shelby County Wildcats. There we go. The tip's in the air and controlled by the Vols. They're moving left to right as we watch here this afternoon from the campus of Briarwood Christian School, just off 280, Highway 119. That ball goes out of bounds, and now the Vols are inbounding. Side inbound. Inbound. Lindsay, top of the key, over to Brock. Back to Lindsay. Works to the left corner to James. James to Lindsay, back out at the top. Turnover. Wildcats going the other way. Up and two. That's the Wildcats on the board first, Coach, and taking an early 2-0 lead. Shelby
well,
County.
That one turnover cost us a basket. And
James works it to India Glenn, left corner. Up and missed. Rebound. Jump ball call down underneath as Smith for the Volunteers battling for the rebound but gets tied up, and that's going in the favor of the Wildcats.
Well, our girls have got to understand that, that they'll be playing a zone, so we got to be patient on offense.
The Wildcats, 24. Let's do. They've got 23 trapped. Dixon trapped along the baseline.
You know, Kinnaid Buey is their one of their better players, and just a seventh grader.
And that trap on the baseline, we get a turnover calls there. The ball's back with the ball. Lindsay, top of the key, over to Glenn, left wing, to James in the left corner. James back works the ball back around. Lindsay, top of the key. Gooden. Shelby County set up in that 2-3 zone, keeping everything inside the three-point line. Back to Lindsay. She's over to the left wing. and it's out of bounds and turned over by the Vols, and we'll head back the other way.
Well, me and Lindsey dribbled that ball into a crowd there, and it went off her thigh out of bounds. So that's two turnovers already for Miles Lindsey.
Our Central Vols, the number two seed in this tournament. They're in their home white with the blue and the red trim. Chevy County, the three seed in their maroon with a white and black trim. And we get a foul call down along the baseline. That foul on number 15, Zakira Heflin for Central. I believe their first team foul. Chevy County be inbounding the ball under their basket.
Yeah, Zakira just checked in a moment ago and quickly picking up her first foul.
Inbounds play, a penetration, a shot by Shelby County that missed, rebounded by Billingsley. Billingsley with the ball now up the right side of the court, gives it up to Lindsey. Dribbling into that middle of that defense, that zone again, coach, and another turnover. And the Wildcats are going back the other way with it. 6 minutes left here in the first quarter. And there she is, coach, 24.
Yeah, she got that first basket far earlier.
A couple of rebounds, and we've got another jump ball.
That last trip offensively for the Vols, Ashante Smith tried to dribble inside that zone and lost it. And there's no reason for us to get inside because Emily Dixon, about a six-foot player, is in there in that middle controlling that. So we're going to kind of be relegated on the perimeter, I think, in this game.
The Vols work it down from James down to Brock along the baseline. Brock able to get down there
and picked up the foul from Dixon.
As she tries to go with it, she does pick up the shooting foul, and she'll be going to the line with an opportunity to get the Vols on the board. 5:39 left. Shelby County ahead of our Vols, 2-0. Brock makes the first to get the Vols on the board. Shot, second free throw up, and it's good. We're tied up 2 apiece. Shelby County moving right to left as you listen. Good ball movement by Shelby County, getting the ball down a couple of passes. The shot missed at the goal. Wildcats with a rebound. Shot again. Off. The balls are off and running now. There's Heflin with the shot right at the goal, but she's fouled, and she'll be going to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, Buey was back defending by herself and took on Heflin as she came to the goal and picked up the foul.
Heflin to the line. The opportunity to give the Vols the lead for the first time. That first free throw, it's up, and it's no good. 5:20 remaining, first quarter.
You may remember the last time we played them, Buey got in foul trouble and missed a good bit of the game.
And there's the second free throw. It's up and good by Heflin. Vols lead 3-2, 5:20 left, first quarter. Buey bringing the ball up the right side of the court. Vols set up in that half court. Ball down to along the baseline. The Wildcats working it down there, trying to have some ball movement along the baseline. It's tipped out of bounds by the Vols. Wildcats will inbound under their basket.
Right now, Shelby County not having any trouble attacking that press, but it is speeding them up somewhat.
Buey dishes off to Arnold. There's Buey in the lane, up and a miss. A rebound by Connell, and we've got a foul. Inside.
She made the basket there, but they're going to wave it off. It happened on the floor.
On the floor, so again.
Not sure. I didn't catch who that foul was on.
The Wildcats inbounding under the basket again. The long pass out to the top of the key. It's Arnold, left wing. There's Connell from the right wing. That was off. Ball's rebound. They've got us trapped along the baseline. When we get out of it, Billingsley on the attack for the Vols. To Brock at the left wing, back to Billingsley, top of a key. Billingsley back to Brock, left wing. Brock, the three-pointer. It's no good.
Heflin with a rebound. Offensive rebound.
To James. Billingsley looks to penetrate, kicks to Heflin, and that drains it. The 10-12-foot jumper, and that puts the Vols back up 5-2. And Shelby County on the move. The shot, rebound. There's Boo in there.
And she banks it off the right side.
5-4 Volunteers now. Billingsley, right wing. Across the zone to James. Top of the key, back to Billingsley. Right wing. That shot, that three-pointer in and out. 24 for the Wildcats, the rebound, and she's on the drive. Down the lane. And we get a foul call. And
I think that foul's on number 15. Heflin, and that, if so, that is two on her.
And we're on that foul called on the floor. Again, the Wild, putting the Wildcats in a situation, inbounding under their basket. The three is inbounded to the right wing, and that's number 10, Arnold.
And that's a three.
That was a three-pointer. And that puts Shelby County ahead of Arval, 7-5. 3:30 remaining, first quarter. Billingsley, right, top of the key. Brock, the three from the left wing. Rebound, it goes out of bounds off of Emily Dixon for the Wildcats. Vols will be inbounding under their goal.
We really need our wing men to make, our wing players, rather, to make those threes, because that's the shot that they're going to give us playing that zone defense.
That's going to be the open area of the court with the way they've set up. Coach, we've got a travel call. The basket scored, but it's wiped off the travel and another turnover by the Lady Vols.
Yeah, we got inside the zone that time and got a good shot, but we traveled beforehand.
7-5, Shelby County ahead of our Vols. And that, looking for the baseline, looking for Dixon down along the baseline, but it's off her hands and out of bounds. The Vols be back going the other way. 3:06 remaining, first quarter, with an opportunity to take the lead, to tie it or take the lead. Billingsley brings the ball up, crosses half court. Billingsley to Glenn, right wing, looking to go inside. It's not there. 23, Dixon steps in front of the pass.
Yeah, we've got to be careful because Dixon in there, a pretty good wingspan, covers some ground, and we tried to throw a straight pass there that she deflected.
Looking to work that half-court trap. She breaks it just on the dribble. That's 24 from Shelby County to the elbow. The shot's up. It's off, but we get a foul call, and we'll be shooting two here for Bowie going to the line.
I think that foul went on number three there, Brock.
Bowie at the line.
Bowie is very aggressive today here on offense, attacking the rim pretty regularly.
Shelby County up 7-5. Bowie looking to add to their lead from the free throw line. The first shot, free throw, it's up. It's no good off the back of the rim. She'll take shot two. 2:40 remaining in this first quarter. Our Central Vols, the Shelby County Wildcats in round one tournament, area tournament action. From Briarwood Christian. Our second free throw, it's up. And it's in and out, but the rebound's fought for. Brock, she recovers it, gets it to Billingsley. Billingsley misses the 12-footer from inside around the left wing. Vols with a rebound.
Smith took a three-pointer, which missed, and took a long bounce out of bounds. So the Wildcats will get back possession of the ball.
And, Coach, they're saying it's off the hands, it last touched the Wildcat before it went out.
Okay, so everybody's switching back ends of the court.
So we'll come back on the ball's offensive end, and we'll try this thing again. Billingsley from the top of the key. That's a rebound. It's off. The Volunteers control it. James in the left corner. And it's turned over there as they had James trapped. The turnover, and the Wildcats are on the attack. And there she is, Coach, beating the press.
She wanted to go to the rim, but wisely dished it off.
Bowie, that's number five from the left wing for the Wildcats. Floyd, she misses. The Vols control the rebound, and we go the other way. 1:45 remaining, first quarter. That's Smith. Over to Billingsley, left wing. Out to James, top of the key. The rebound's fought for, and it's Shelby County controlling it, and they're on the run. Floyd but she pulls it back out, and the Wildcats look to reset. Buey to Arnold. Arnold, the three-pointer. That's off. It's saved by the Wildcats. Back inbounds, but controlled now by the Volunteers. Billingsley up the right side of the court as the Vols look to set an attack. There's Glenn. Her shot's off.
And air ball on a three attempt.
Rebound back to the Wildcats, and we're going back the other way. Not many offensive boards, Coach. Neither team really getting one shot's about all. Both teams seem to be getting from the, on the offensive end.
And we've got a lot of long rebounds on these three-point shots today.
52 seconds left. Some substitutions being made for both teams.
Both teams today taking a lot of three-point shots, and we need to, because they're in a zone giving us those shots. And, you know, with us playing a man, they could be a little bit more aggressive, which Buey has done.
Searcy and Brock back in the game for the Vols. 45 seconds remaining, first quarter. Billingsley running things from the top of the key. She looking inside. There's Brock down low. She goes up. That shot's missed. It's rebounded. The Wildcats are out and running. And Floyd, she lays it up, and she's fouled. And Floyd will be going to the line. And that foul is going to be on Billingsley.
Ramiah Billingsley picking up her second foul.
As Sanaya Floyd will go to the line for the Wildcats.
Floyd broke out there on that break and was ahead of everyone and missed a pretty good layup.
She'll have two from the free throw line. The first one's up, and it's no good off the front of the rim. 7-5, Shelby County ahead of our Central Vols. 29 seconds remaining, first quarter. She takes her dribbles, and the second shot is up, and it's no good. Rebound controlled by James for the Vols. Billingsley out to Billingsley. Billingsley up the left side. Billingsley looking to go all the way. She pulls up across the zone pass to James at the top of the key. James, a little penetration. Short 12, 15-foot jumper. The rebound controlled by the Vols. Brock, the three-pointer from the top of the key, and it's good there, Coach. And that three-pointer puts the Vols up 8-7 as this first quarter is quickly winding down. The shot from just past half court for the Wildcats is off. And the first quarter ends with our Clay Central Volunteers 8, the Shelby County Wildcats 7. We'll step away. This is Clay Central Volunteers basketball on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine serves the greater Coosa Valley and East Central Alabama area. Dr. Anthony Troppiano and his team at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine focus on orthopedic care and sports medicine, offering treatment for various conditions related to bones, joints, and muscles. With a commitment to comprehensive care, Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine supports individuals with medical needs related to orthopedic health. More information is online at cbhelp.net. Marble City Urology in Sylacauga offers specialized care in urological health. Marble City Urology features a range of services aimed at addressing various conditions and concerns. Staffed by Dr. Lansing Patterson and his professional team, Marble City Urology focuses on delivering comprehensive patient care. As a part of Coosa Valley Medical Center's health network, it contributes to the community's overall health services. Additional details are available online at cbhealth.net.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Integrity Cabinets. Integrity's promise is to always conduct business with integrity. Integrity Cabinets on Highway 49 in Lineville.
Shelby County controls the ball on possession to start the quarter. Their first shot up, missed. Clay Central rebounds, and we're headed back the other way as we begin the second quarter. Central Clay leading 8-7 over the Shelby County Wildcats. The ball is looking to work the ball down into the right, the left corner. It's tipped out of bounds by a Wildcat, and it's still.
Right now, the balls have moved Mia Lindsay over to a wing.
Oh,
and
Coach,
now Bailey.
Well,
James.
Now, Coach, they're saying
they changed the.
It was off. Now let's see what we're doing here. Now we're going back to the balls.
Confusion reigns here.
Yeah, like a little miscommunication there with some officials. The Vols inbounding in the corner, their offensive end in the left corner. all the way across the court pass, finds its hands, now a skip across to Brock from the left wing, coach, and there it is, Brock again. Her second three-pointer, our last 6 points scored by Brock. We lead now the Vols 11-7. Shelby County back on the offensive attack.
Yeah, Brock stepping up, making those threes.
Shelby County, the open look from Griffin, right about the free throw line. Now 11-9 after that made basket. Lindsay down in traffic under the goal, but we've got a foul on the floor. That's going to be on number 5 for Shelby County. That foul on Floyd, their first foul of the quarter. Vols will be inbounding under their goal. Substitution for the Vols. There's India Glenn exits the game, and Billingsley comes in, joining James and Lindsay, Brock, and Smith. Billingsley with a three-pointer, top of the key, and it's good from there, coach, extending it to 14 for the Vols, 9 for the Wildcats.
And that was Ramile Billingsley knocking in that three. We really need her to step up.
Buey with the ball out along around the top of the key. It works its way inside to Griffin. Griffin right there under the goal, coach. Good ball movement by the Wildcats to work it in there. 14-11 now. Vols on top by 3, 6:26 remaining, second quarter.
Griffin with two baskets here in this second quarter.
Coach, and here's something you don't see often. We've got sunshine coming in, coach, through some of the windows here in the gym, and there's spots on the floor. You could have some sun in your eyes.
Well, it could mess you up.
Yeah, especially out along the out as you work your way out toward midcourt. Billingsley, left wing, that shot's off, rebounded. The Wildcats are on the attack. They're on the run. There's Arnold. She's all the way to the goal. Misses, gets her own rebound. Misses again. There's Billingsley fighting for it down there. Billingsley and Arnold battling for that rebound. We're calling a jump ball, and we're going the way of the Volunteers.
Well, they had a couple of shots there, had an offensive rebound with a putback, and still couldn't get it to go, and still trailed by 3 to the Wildcats.
5:52 remaining.
And you're right, that sun can really be a factor right here. I think the officials are addressing that right now.
Maybe we need to get a door closed or something over there. It's on the as the Vols, as we see them on their end, coach, there, and there it goes, the ray of sunshine. Maybe we got the door closed that was allowing that in there. That could cause a problem. You don't think about that often inside.
Well, you don't normally play games this early
that
in the day.
That is true. That is true. Back underway. Here we go. The action. Billingsley into the right corner. She's looking for Heflin down underneath. The shot's up. It's missed. The rebound controlled by the Wildcats. We're looking to get her tied up. We can't do it. It's Arnold now for the Wildcats. Crosses half court. There's a steal. Brock pokes it out of there. Billingsley recovers it, and now we're on the move. 3-on-1. Billingsley to Brock, and there it is, coach. That's some good work right there. Billingsley with the assist to Brock to lay it in, 16-11 Volunteers.
And it all started when Brock chased down the Shelby County player and knocked the ball from her.
Arnold, 10-footer from the left side. That's missed. That rebound right around. And we've got a foul called on the floor. We're going to have that foul, I believe.
Well, it's going on somebody from Clay Central.
I believe maybe Billingsley, coach, number 12. Wildcats inbound right in front of Coach Lindsay, across the way from us. .453 remaining from the top of the key. Dewey, the rebound, a battle for it, another jump ball, and this time we'll play in the direction of Shelby County. They'll be inbounding under their goal again. 16-11, Central Clay leading Shelby County. 4:45 remaining. That inbounds passed, knocked away, out of bounds. Nobody has to move. We'll inbound from the same spot. Oh, here we go again. Look to go out top with it. That ball picked off by Lindsay. Lindsay pulls up. We get the ball inside to Zakira Heflin. Works her on the right block. It's up and in for Zakira, and the Vols now lead 18-11. 4:30 remaining in the first half.
Yeah, Zakira made herself available there on the block, received, and made a good move to score.
Wildcats ball left wing, looking to work it inside around, along the elbow. There's Floyd with a three-pointer. It's off. That rebound controlled by Smith to Brock. Passes ahead to Lindsey. Arnold, great hustle and effort trying to get in, cause a turnover there. She tips the ball out of bounds.
Right now, the Volunteers with a chance to separate a little on the score.
Our Lady Vols inbounding the ball right here in front of us, Coach. And they Billingsley inbounds to Lindsey. That 2-3 defense, the Wildcats in. Everything inside the three-point line. Brock from her spot. That left wing, she's off. That one's off. And it's out of bounds. And the Wildcats will be going back to the
other
way.
That time Mariah kind of aimed that. She was so open. And I think it kind of threw her aim off rather than just catching and shooting.
Shelby County looking to get that ball. They work it down along the baseline. There's Arnold again. She misses from point blank range. Another rebound is contested, and we'll jump ball again, and this one will go to the Vols.
You know, Griffin had that rebound, was about to put it up, but Billingsley stepped in and tied her up.
So Lindsey gets the offense set up for the Volunteers. She crosses midcourt with the 3:36 mark of the second quarter. Central ahead, 18-11. To Billingsley, right wing, the shot's up. The three-pointer, there it is, Coach. The shot that they're letting us have from the wing. And that puts the biggest lead of the night, of the day so far for the Volunteers. Central Clay, 21, Shelby County, 11. We'll take this break on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back to Briarwood Christian School. Highway 119, just off 280 in Shelby County. Wildcats inbound the ball. Turnover at half court. It's knocked out of bounds, but a foul called on the Volunteers, and the Wildcats will inbound again right in front of the scorer's table.
Ashante Smith picked up that foul.
Wildcats with the ball. Arnold looks to penetrate. And that inbounds pass is knocked away by Brock as they look to go inside against the Vols. The Wildcats did. The ball deflected all the way down the court. Some Wildcats give chase, but it goes out of bounds.
Well, right now, Coach, the Volunteers have opened up a 10-point lead on the strength of three three-pointers here in the second quarter.
So the Wildcats look to reset. They're on the attack. And, Coach, pretty good ball pressure once that thing's coming across half court. Again, we're going to have what we got, Coach? We're on the ball.
I guess we have a jump ball.
Yeah, no, he caught it on the line.
Oh, okay.
The Shelby County player had the ball, but they're out there laying on the line, so that turnover, ball back to the Vols, and here we go. Goodness, a pass down to the low block. That's
Vols with an offensive rebound. Now we've got a whistle.
Heflin controlling that rebound, working that thing out to Brock, around to Billingsley. But then it's knocked out of bounds. All right, so we're resetting here. There's Smith. They find Brock on the right wing. Lindsey tries to force it inside. The turnover. The coach, we get her trapped in the corner of the Wildcat. We've got it back. There's Billingsley from the left corner. It's off. Heflin up,
I think Heflin is going to the line.
And Heflin with that offensive rebound, looking to go back up with it, but she's fouled, and that will put her on the line for two shots. We're at the 2:11 mark of the second quarter. Central Vols 21, Shelby County 11. First free throw up and no good.
Zykeria now 1-for-3 from the line in this game.
The first game of the area tournament between our Central Vols and the Shelby County Wildcats. Second free throw up and no good. Brock the rebound. She goes up. She's fouled and she'll be going to the line.
Well, right now the Volunteers pretty much controlling the offensive boards, even on missed free throws.
So a 10-point lead. We're looking to build on that lead. Another opportunity here from the stripe. Brock's first free throw. It's up. It's good. A nice roll front to the back, and it falls, extending that lead to 11, 22-11. Brock's second free throw up. It rattles in and out. Billingsley the rebound. Saves it into Heflin. But then it's lost, and the Wildcats are on the go. All the way to the other end. There's number 5, Floyd, for Shelby County. Finally, their first basket in a while, closing that gap to 9, 22-13, our Vols lead.
Floyd's first points of this game.
Smith, along the left elbow, looks to Billingsley. Billingsley, the 15-footer, it's off. The rebound, Bowie, Shelby County. Coach, and she's from one end to the other, all the way, penetrates the lane, the shot's up, it's missed. Brock with a rebound, and she's fouled by Bowie. And that'll be the Vols inbounding 94 feet away.
Yeah, right now, Volunteers doing a good job on the glass, dominating on both ends, holding Shelby County to one shot and getting two or even three on their offensive end.
So Lindsay controlling things from the point. We've got Brock set up on the right wing, Billingsley on the left, a couple of post players down low, and we look to go inside with it, and back out to Brock left wing. Her shot's up. It's no good. Arnold with a rebound for Shelby County. They're on the run. The shot's up. She's fouled by Brock as she goes up for that, and that shot's missed. And that'll put Arnold on the line with a chance to cut into the lead, this 9-point lead that the Vols hold over Shelby County. 22-13, 1:02 remaining. Morgan Arnold to the line for the Wildcats, shooting two.
Nariah Brock with two personal fouls now.
Arnold's first free throw, it's up. It's good. Nothing but the net on that one. And she dropped it right in there. That cuts the lead to 8. Central Clay 22, Shelby County 14. Arnold's second free throw upcoming. Arnold at the line, threw her dribble, and the second shot, it's good. The Vols lead now 7 at 22-15.
We're under a minute, by the way, in the quarter here.
There's our setup. We're looking to go down a low block. That ball, that pass deflected by Connell by the Wildcats. Central Vols will be inbounding under their basket. 50.9 seconds remaining. Central up 7 points, 22-15. Billingsley to inbound. She does to Smith. Smith back to Billingsley, right corner. The three-pointer, it's up. The long kickback rebound, rebounded by Griffin for Shelby County. And Bowie, they work it to her, coach, and she's down the court. She drops it off to Floyd. Back to Bowie, working across the top of the key. There's Arnold from three-point range. And, coach, that doesn't find the mark on anything. It travels out of bounds.
Well, Arnold had a great look right there and missed it all.
The Volunteers, again, inbound with 25 seconds remaining until halftime. A 7-point lead. And they could hold for one shot here if Coach Bishop so chooses.
Yeah, I would think we will with a 7-point lead. So go out it. Well, we did.
There's Billingsley takes it, coach, and she nails it.
Billingsley had other ideas.
Yes, she did. The Vols lead by 10 with 5 seconds the clock running. Bowie, there's Arnold, gives it a chunk, and that's that shot is off. So, Coach, we head to halftime, a 10-point lead for our Clay Central Volunteers as they lead the Shelby County Wildcats 25-15 in this opening game of the area tournament here at Briarwood Christian. We'll step away. We'll gather some numbers. We'll come back. You're listening to Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Coosa Valley Wound Care Center offers specialized medical care for wound management. Nurse practitioner Quincy Leach and his team at Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is equipped with advanced resources to address a range of wound types and provides comprehensive care aimed at promoting healing and recovery. Located in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is integrated into the larger Coosa Valley Health Network, which delivers a range of health services to local communities. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find the plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back in.
This is the Coosa Valley Wound Care Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back into halftime here at Briarwood Christian High School, Highway 119, just off of 280 in Shelby County. Round one of the area tournament for Central Volunteer Girls Basketball. At halftime, our Vols, Lady Vols, they lead the Shelby County Wildcats 25-15, a 10-point lead at this point. And we've got one half over with, and we're getting ready to head into the second half. But Coach Williams, let's go back and let's look at some points. Who scored what and how we got to this 10-point lead for our Vols at halftime here in this round one area tournament game.
Well, Coach, the Volunteers got off to a sluggish start offensively, only making 8 points there in that first quarter, but exploded for 17 points in that second period. 4 3-pointers during that period, 3 of them by Ramal Billingsley and another one by Nariah Brock. As the Volunteers really opened up a can there on Shelby County in that second quarter. Only 15 points in the first half for Shelby County. And a lot of that is due to the fact we're holding them to one shot on their offensive end. And then on the other side, we're really smashing them pretty hard with our offensive rebounds, and we're getting a lot of second chance points. So right now, we're beating them bad on the boards, and that big second quarter there offensively has got us out to this 10-point lead. And Narao Brock with 11 points there, leading scorer for the Volunteers. Ramile Billingsley added 3 three-pointers in that second period. She has 9 points. And then Zykeria Heflin with 7. Those are the only 3 players that have scored for the Volunteers in this game. And then when you look at the Shelby County team, Morgan Arnold hit a 3-pointer early in this game, added a couple of free throws later. She ended the half with 5. So, Coach, that's what we've got right now, a big second quarter, and we need to continue to do a good job on the backboard, which is where we that helped us open up this big lead here in the first half.
And that second quarter, the scoring we did there, Coach, of course, Shelby County playing their 2-3 defense. Brock and Billingsley able to make those 3-pointers working from those wings on each side, and that is kind of the open spot you get when you play against that defense sometimes.
Well, that's right, Coach. And, you know, in that 2-3, you're going to get that wing shot, and we've moved the basketball. We moved it in. We flashed a person to the foul line, hit them, and then they kick it back out after the defense collapses. And we mentioned early in the game that we were going to have to make this a perimeter game for us offensively because, you know, there's no need for us to go inside with Dixon, their 6-footer, standing in there. But we've done a good job executing that zone offense versus that 2-3 defense. And right now, you know, as long as we make those open shots, we'll be in good shape.
All right, we find ourselves at halftime. Our Clay Central Lady Vols leading the Shelby County Wildcats 25-15. Just moments left in this halftime. We'll step away, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with second half action. You're listening to Clay Central Lady Vols basketball area tournament action from Briarwood Christian High School in Shelby County on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated 4-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
As you travel throughout the area, there's a good chance you'll get behind a car, truck, or SUV that has a Hill Auto Sales sticker on the back. For more than 10 years, Hill Auto Sales has been providing the people of this area with a great selection of all makes and models. Hill Auto Sales offers personal service with guys that have years of experience working with the people in our community. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville, and they're open Monday through Friday. The website is buyfromhill.com, and the phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Sassy's Convenience Store. All your food and fuel needs are at Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville.
This is Coach Chris Herron along with Coach Jerry Wames. We're coming to you this afternoon, and we've got action from Briarwood Christian School. Area tournament action between our Clay Central Lady Vols, the Shelby County Wildcats. Our Vols leading the Wildcats 25-15, Coach, as we start into the third quarter with Shelby County obtaining possession as we move into the second half.
And we may mention this quickly, Coach, another game here in this tournament, of course, will be Briarwood Christian playing Sylacauga.
Following
the winner of these two games will play Wednesday.
That's right. Shelby County with the ball. They're working it going left to right this half from as you listen. And there's the pass across the zone. It's tipped. Brock, good hustle there, but unable to control it. Out of bounds, still being controlled by the Wildcats.
Yeah, that was a dangerous pass for them to throw. And right now we're playing, showing a little zone defense of our own.
If you're going to skip past it, Coach, it's got to have a little zip behind it.
That's right.
The Wildcats looking at a little penetration, and she banks her one in there. That's for the Wildcats, number, I believe, 23. We'll give that to Dixon.
Her first basket of this game, by the way.
Cutting that lead to 8, and here's the Vols on the attack, right to left, as you listen this half. Lindsay with the ball, top of the key.
I think she's waiting on somebody to flash into the middle.
To James on the left wing. And James loses it off of her foot. And now the Wildcats with the chance to cut into an 8-point lead. James exits the game. Billings the end. A move Coach Bishop makes. And now Shelby County inbounds right here in front of us. And we'll do it again. Something wasn't quite right, and we'll do it all again. Now we'll inbound it, and there's Floyd brings it across half court for the Wildcats. Vols looks like we're back in our man-to-man. Bowie on the left wing, back to Floyd. There's Bowie from the left wing. A three-pointer, Coach. It's up and good. And then bringing the Wildcats within 5, 25-20 of our Volunteers. Billings, they wait no time. She's down the court from the right wing. A three-pointer up, no good. The Wildcats rebound that, and Dewey's going the other way. She takes it coast to coast. She lays it up. That shot's off. It's rebounded by Dixon. Dixon misses. Her shot rebounded by the Vols. That's India Glenn. She's on the attack. And we get Smith tied up in the right corner. And Coach, let's see what
I think. Maybe Coach Bishop called a quick timeout when he saw that trap over there.
We were trapped in the corner, so they took a quick timeout, and we'll take it right here with them. Vols basketball, Clay Central Sports Network, Classic Country 90.9.
You all know that Matthews Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthews also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthews Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lineville. Matthews Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Volunteers inbound the ball, and there's Billingsley from that right wing, Coach. Another three-pointer to extend the lead back to 8, 28-20. Central over Shelby County, 5:58 remaining third quarter.
Jeremiah with 4 three-pointers in this game.
Shelby County on the offensive attack. There's Bowie, her three-pointer up. It's no good. Rebound controlled by India Glenn. India Glenn up the right sideline. A block. Let's see what call we get there. And that a block going against Bowie there. 24 for Shelby County. Will inbound right there in front of Coach Bishop. Billingsley to Brock, left wing. Move that thing around there. It goes to the inside. A turnover, but we get a foul called. That's that foul going to be on number 23. Shelby County.
two team fouls now in this quarter against the Wildcats.
We'll be inbounding under our goal. It'll be Smith inbounding the ball. She finds Zakira Heflin right at the block.
And we've got another quick foul.
The bounce pass, an entry pass in there. She's fouled on the shot, Coach. And Zakira Heflin finds herself at the free throw line with two shots. Her first shot, it's up and no good.
Zakira's had a rough day at the line. She's 1 for 5 after missing that one.
Through her dribble routine, second free throw up and it's off. And that rebound controlled by Bowie. And she's on the attack from goal to goal. And she goes up and she's fouled. And that foul going against, I believe, number 12, Coach.
I think so.
I believe that foul is on Billingsley and putting Bowie on the line for two shots.
Bowie, if you don't get back, she's going all the way to the rim.
Clay Central 28-20 over Shelby County. Bowie's first free throw up and good. Cutting that lead to 7. Shot 2 upcoming. Substitutions made from the backcourt.
I think we've had better success offensively when we're patient and slow rather than trying to hurry.
Bowie drops in the second one. The lead's down to 6. Central 28, Shelby County 22. 5:22 remaining. Billingsley across midcourt. Ball working around the perimeter. Brock to Billingsley to Lindsay. From wing to point to wing. Back to Brock, left wing. Looking to go inside for that entry pass. It's denied by Griffin. Ball back to Lindsay, and we'll reset up and try it again. Shelby County kind of extending that zone now some, Coach, because of some of that success I believe Central had early on from
the foul line.
That foul on number 5, Floyd, for Shelby County.
That could be a three-point, three free throws here.
And we're putting Brock on the line at the 4:53 mark of the third quarter. Central up 28-22 with Brock at the free throw line. Her first one's up, and it's good. 29-22, Central leads. First round action, area tournament. Clay Central Balls versus the Shelby County Wildcats. Her second free throw, it's up and it's good. And you were right, Coach. We're shooting 3.
Yep, she's going for the trifecta right here.
30-22. Lady Vols now lead over the Wildcats.
Or is it the hat trick?
I've heard it both ways, Coach.
Well, the hat trick's 3 goals in hockey.
Well, we didn't make it.
Yeah, we didn't get the hat trick.
Rebound controlled by the Wildcats, and they're on the move. There's Bowie. Coach, she goes from one end to the other. Nobody stops
the ball. Somebody's got to get in front of her.
We've got to stop that ball, Coach. She carries it coast to coast, lays it in. It's a 6-point lead for the Balls, 30-24. Lindsay's top of the key. Brock on the right wing. And, Coach, she just loses the ball there.
She dribbled it off her foot. Right out of bounds.
Right out of bounds off her foot.
Right now, Shelby County can really cut into this lead, which was once at 10, down to 6 right now.
Connell, right wing, she looks and finds Dixon on the left block. Dixon up and in, and that lead, the Vols, is down to 4. Coach Bishop takes a timeout. We'll take it with him. The Vols lead the Wildcats 30-26. The Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
That 30-second timeout, Coach, we'll reset this thing. 4:14 remaining third quarter. Clay Central 30, Shelby County 26. Game 1 of the area tournament taking place on the campus of Briarwood Christian in Shelby County. Winner of this game will advance to the area championship game, taking on the winner between Briarwood and Sylacauga. That game to follow ours. Lindsay crosses midcourt. 4 minute mark of the third quarter. We're halfway through it. Lindsay to Glenn, left wing, back to Lindsay.
Only one field goal this quarter so far for the Volunteers.
Looking to go inside with it. It's tipped and turned over.
And here she comes again.
Coach, from end to end. We do step in front. That's Smith steps in there. Stops that penetration. The ball stopped. Now the balls are going the other way. It's Mia Lindsay. Out to India Glenn from the left wing. That three-pointer, it's up, and it's no good. It's off. This rebound controlled again by Bowie, and here she comes. Coach down the left sideline. Looking to go all the way. She takes it down to the right block. That shot up. It's off. The rebound's battled for and controlled. Lindsay on the run out for the Vols. Her shot's up. She's fouled. She's going to the line for two. She's fouled by Connell for Shelby County, number 34. Mia Lindsay to the line for two free throws. Her Vols looking to add to a four-point lead.
Well, Mia took a page out of Buey's book there and went all the way to the goal. But Connell was there to draw the foul.
That first free throw, a little short from Lindsay.
Mia has not scored in this game today.
She'll be taking her second free throw. Ball's up, 30-26, 3:18 remaining, third quarter. Mia's second free throw, it's up, and it's off. We've got a whistle.
We've got a lane violation on the ball.
And we'll go back the other way, and we've failed to add to our lead. That four-point lead, 30-26, the ball's up. And Bowie coming up the left side of the court. She works to the top of the key and works it to Griffin. Griffin out to Connell. Bowie right wing penetrates to the right block. The shot is up. It's off. Rebound controlled by the Vols. And we're on the run. Zakira Heflin looking to go end to end. Her shot's up and lays it in. And that extends the Vols' lead now back to 6, 32-26, 2:46 remaining, third quarter.
Nice job by Heflin getting to the rim on that shot.
Dewey, a three-pointer, left wing, it's off. That rebound controlled again by the Vols. This time, it's Zakira Heflin from end to end and down under the goal, worked her way to the left block, and she's fouled by number 10 for Shelby County, Morgan Arnold. And, Coach, this foul is going to be we'll be shooting.
It looked like that foul occurred on the floor.
Well, let's see what they call it. We're lining up on the lane like we're going to be shooting a couple of free throws. And we are, Coach.
Yeah, Heflin's at the line.
If they'll let us shoot them, we'll sure take them. So Zakiria Heflin at the line for two. Her first free throw is up, and it's no good. Falls leading by 6, 32-26.
1 for 7, Zakiria.
Looking to work her second free throw. And that one's off again. That rebound controlled by Floyd for the Wildcats. And she's on the attack. She pulls up left wing, works it back to Bowie at the top of the key. Bowie pulls up her dribble, being pressured by Diamond Heflin. It's knocked away. Bowie back gets her dribble back because of that. Bowie finds it herself left wing, looks to penetrate. And she's fouled, driving to the goal. We're going to call that one, Coach, on. Let's see, that one's going to go
be on number 12.
Yep, that's going on Billingsley. A non-shooting foul, so the Wildcats will be inbounding.
Really unfortunate.
Under their goal.
Maya actually just standing there, and she tripped over her foot.
Wildcats inbound to right under the goal to number 23, Emily Dixon, on the right on the block, and she lays it up and in. The Vols lead down to 4 again, 32-28, 1:57 remaining, third quarter.
Dixon with 3 baskets here in this third quarter.
So Lindsay kind of slowing things down a little bit. This time she's working her wing partners, Billingsley and James. James at the right wing works it back to Lindsay toward the top of the key. Lindsay comes to the left. She passes off to Billingsley. Billingsley takes the point. Lindsay works to the left wing. James to the right. Billingsley looks to penetrate. She goes down low to India Glenn. It's up. It's no good. The Wildcats rebound, and they're on the attack. Floyd up the right side of the court. Floyd looking to go all the way. She turns it over. That turnover forced by Mia Lindsay. Mia pulls it out. Let's try to look again. Slow this thing down. Reset it. We work it to James to the right wing. Back to Lindsay, top of the key. Her wingmen, James and Billingsley. To Billingsley. Billingsley works from the left wing back to the top of the key with the ball. We're at 54 seconds remaining third quarter. Billingsley looks to drive inside. Dishes to the left wing. Down to Heflin. That shot rejected. Now controlled by the Wildcats coach. The Wildcats a chance to cut this four-point lead. You know, this four-point lead. 38 seconds remaining third quarter. There's Bowie, top of the key. She's being harassed by Diamond Heflin out there. The ball works its way for the Wildcats to Floyd. Over to Arnold. Arnold from the left block. That shot's up and no good. James rebounds. Kicks it out to Billingsley. Billingsley looking long for Heflin. And that shot up and in for the Vols.
That's Zakaria Heflin.
That is Zakaria Heflin. 34-28 with 8 seconds remaining. We've got a stoppage in play.
Well, the Wildcats will have to hurry. They got to go full court here to get a shot off. A
couple of substitutions made by Coach Bishop with 7.3 seconds.
Heflin having trouble with her glasses, it looked like.
Bowie crosses half court. The clock winds down. Coach, she gets up the three-pointer, and she gets fouled with 0.6 seconds remaining. So Bowie going to the line for three free throws.
Yeah, that was not a good foul
with
by
0.6 seconds left in this quarter.
Brock.
So she had an opportunity for her to cut this six-point lead in half, and the clock not running. Her first free throw, it's up and good. 34-29.
She took a bad shot, and Nariah bailed her out with that foul.
Her second free throw. Bowie, it's up, and it's good. 34-30. Vols lead. Coach, I'm going to say there's a good chance this will be the last point of this quarter.
I'd say you're...
If she makes it.
Yeah, we could have already seen the last point.
We could have. And we have. And the third quarter expires. We're headed to the fourth. Our Central Clay County Lady Vols, 34. Shelby County Wildcats, 30. 8 minutes to go to see who advances to the area championship game. This action coming to you across the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network, Classic Country 90.9.
At Piggly Wiggly, we've been bringing you top quality groceries for decades. From farm fresh produce and premium meats to your favorite snacks and everyday essentials, we've got everything you need and more. Now featuring a deli filled with fresh meats and vegetables, Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville is your full service grocery store. Located just off the Ashland Square and on the hill in Lineville, Piggly Wiggly is truly down home, down the street. Piggly Wiggly, proud to sponsor local radio on Radio Alabama.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We're back with you from the campus of Briarwood Christian. Fourth quarter action, Central Vols, Shelby County Wildcats. Girls area tournament, Vols controlling this possession as we start the fourth quarter up 34-30. And we've got the ball poked out of bounds by Shelby County.
Vols. Shelby County trimmed a 10-point deficit down to four as we enter this fourth period.
Vols with the ball. Billingsley out on the point around the left wing area. Her and Lindsay out across the top of this zone. looking for Brock down low around the left block. That shot's up and no good. That rebound controlled by Bowie for Shelby County, and she's on the run, headed the other way from end to end, coach. Her shot's up, no good. Gets her own rebound. It bounces around, and it's off again. And we're going to have a jump ball called between Dixon and Lindsay battling for that rebound.
Yeah, Bowie had two good opportunities right there under the goal and couldn't get it to go, but it'll be Shelby County's ball here.
They're inbound under their goal. They get it in to Arnold. A turnover controlled by Billingsley, and then, coach, a foul called on Arnold for Shelby County. First foul of this quarter against Shelby County. Has the Vols inbounding 94 feet away. A four-point lead for our Lady Vols, 34-30, 7:07 remaining. Fourth quarter, looking to survive and advance to the area championship game. Lindsay crosses midcourt to Billingsley on the right wing. Billingsley back to Lindsay. Lindsay across the point. Brock. Billingsley and Lindsay. There's the cutter, Brock, toward the goal. A pass she's unable to handle as she cuts to the left block, and it's out of bounds. And the Wildcats are going back the other way.
We had some good penetration there, but the entry pass kind of went too high.
A little full court man-to-man. Pretty good pressure on the ball by the Lady Vols. There's Bowie. She takes it, coach, all the way again. Her shot's up and off. There's Dixon with a rebound. It's no good. Griffin with a shot. An offensive rebound and a shot. It's up. She's fouled. And Dixon finds herself. Excuse me. Griffin finds herself going to the line for the Shelby County Wildcats.
I think that foul went on Billingsley right there.
A chance to cut into this four-point lead. Griffin with two shots. Her first one, it's up. And it's good, coach.
It got all the rim.
Yes, it did.
But finally got dropped in.
It counts. 34-31. And Griffin with an opportunity to make it a two-point lead for the Vols. Second free throw up, and there's nothing but net that time. And that Vols lead, which was, we've seen it as high as 11 points, coach. It's now down to two. Well, this 6:24 mark of the fourth quarter.
This is as close to Wildcats have been since early in the second quarter.
Billingsley crosses half court with the ball. We've got, that's Lindsay, the point. Brock and Billingsley working the wings. Brock from the left wing, coach, there it is.
Big three-pointer.
Brock from the left wing, the three-pointer to extend the ball's lead back to five, 37-32. Shelby County quickly down the court, and that's Caldwell. Two for the Wildcats as they didn't waste any time. The Vols back. They reset. We've got the same setup around the perimeter. Lindsay at the point. Brock and Billingsley. There's Brock again from the left wing. That shot's off. Bowie with the rebound, and here she comes, coach.
We need to turn around.
Let's get the ball stopped. We got to step in front of that, coach. She takes it all the way and lays it in, and we find ourselves with a one-point lead now, 37-36 for the Lady Vols.
Knowing what she's going to do, and we didn't step in.
We've got to have somebody, coach, to stop that ball. I mean, you've got to stop the ball one way or another. Billingsley looks to penetrate, kicks it back out to Brock. To Billingsley, back to Brock. Right corner, her shot's up. It's no good. Rebound controlled now by Dixon from Shelby County. She gets tied up by Zakiria Heflin. We get a jump ball call, and this one will stay with the Volunteers.
Well, that jump ball there saved us this possession because the Wildcats had the rebound going the other way when Heflin tied her up.
The inbound pass.
And here goes a breakaway.
And there is Floyd, and she lays it up and in. The stolen pass by the Wildcats, and they go and lay it in, and they take their first lead, coach, since very early, 38-37, a 30-second timeout taken by the Volunteers. We'll take it with them. Clay Central Basketball on the Clay Central Sports Network.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome back in. We're here at Briarwood Christian on the campus of Briarwood Christian School. Highway 119 just off of 280 in Shelby County. Our Clay Central Lady Vols now trailing the Shelby County Wildcats 38-37 in this round one area tournament matchup. 4:58 remaining in the game, Coach. What was an 11-point lead at one time has dwindled away. The Vols now find ourselves behind by one.
Well, Coach, we've turned the ball over too many times, and that last turnover out front there led to a breakaway to give them the lead that they have now. And, you know, we've got to at least get a shot every possession and not give them extra possessions.
Lindsay crossing midcourt, Billingsley and Brock, her wing partners, a pass to Brock. Brock penetrates to the free throw line. That jumper's up, no good. The control by the Volunteers, the rebound. Back to Billingsley. Smith from the free throw line area. Her shot's up, no good. There's Bowie with the rebound, Coach, and she's coming down the left side of the court again. Here she comes. We need to get the ball stopped. We do this time. She dishes off to Floyd. Floyd takes the three-pointer. Rebound by the Wildcats. The pass. We've got a whistle. We got a travel call, a travel against Floyd there, and the Vols will be going back the other way.
Yeah, Floyd tried to set her feet there to get off a good three-point shot, but shuffled her feet while she was doing that.
4:17, Vols trail by one, 38-37. Lindsay crosses midcourt. Billingsley, Brock at the wings. We've got Heflin and Smith
and
working the blocks.
Another turnover.
And we turn it over again. Floyd on the attack. She passes off to Arnold. Arnold up. Her shot's up from the block, and it's a miss. The rebound by Brock. She gets it out to Billingsley. We'll try to reset and see what we can work now on the offensive end.
Clock moves under 4 minutes.
Lindsay finds Smith on the left block. Smith looks to go up with it. She does. Misses from point blank range. The rebound controlled by the Wildcats, and they're on the run again as they Arnold to the left corner finds Bowie. Left wing, she penetrates. Her shot's up and no good.
And we're going to get a foul on Ashante Smith.
And that will be a shooting foul as number 23, Emily Dixon, fouled on that shot by Smith. Dixon now goes to the line with two shots for a chance to extend this one-point Wildcat lead.
Dixon has not been to the free throw line tonight.
So her first attempt's coming here. Her first shot, it's up, and it's no good. She'll have one more coming. Shelby County leads 38-37, 3:25 remaining in the ballgame.
Still a lot of time on the clock.
Oh, yeah, a lot of time to go.
No need to panic.
Her second free throw, it's up, and it's good. That lead now 39-37. Coach, I've seen this much time take 45 minutes to play before.
Oh, yeah. I don't think but
I've seen it happen.
It's going to be more than 3:15, that's for sure.
That's exactly right. The Vols look to set up, working that ball around the perimeter. Brock cuts to the block. The pass, the entry pass to her is deflected. And we've got a foul call down there, Coach.
We've got a foul on the floor.
We do. A push, so the Vols will be inbounding.
Two right Wildcats up right there in that area. I don't know which one got the foul.
Right under their goal. Lindsay finds it in the right corner. Her three-pointer's up and no good. The rebound is a tie-up, and we've got a jump ball called.
Possession goes to the Wildcats.
It will go to the Wildcats. So,
and you know, when we work our way down into that final minute, it's going to be very important who has the possession at that time.
We'll have the next one. It'll go our way. Here's Bowie with the ball across half court. She's guarded by 15, Zakira Heflin. Floyd looking for Griffin in the right corner. That ball tipped by Brock out of bounds. Shelby County inbounding right here in front of us, across from their bench. Connell inbounds, looks to inbounds. The turnover is controlled by the Vols. Zakira Heflin, she goes to lay it up, and she's fouled by Floyd.
And Zakira had a breakaway, but Floyd chased her down.
And it puts Zakira back on the free throw line.
Where she is 1 for 8 today.
A chance, Coach, to cut into this 2-point Shelby County lead. Her first free throw, it's up, and it rolls off. 2:46 remaining in this contest. The Vols, we find ourselves trailing Shelby County, 39-37. Heflin's second free throw upcoming. The shot's up. It's off again, and this rebound is controlled by Dewey. Dewey, long full court pass, finds Arnold, and Arnold lays it up and lays it in, and the Wildcats increase their lead to 4.
Well, right now we've got another stoppage of play, timeout on the floor, as Shelby County has struck for the 4-point lead as the Volunteers could not make their free throws.
We'll take it with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network relies on the sponsorship of our listeners and local businesses. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is one of those valuable sponsors. Experts say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and Sassy's is ready. Sassy's has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuit, and you can also add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga, located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, serve Clay, Tallapoosa, Talladega, and Coosa counties, as well as the entire Coosa Valley. The dealerships provide a range of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Honda, Nissan, and Ford models, backed by the Sarah Promise. The Sarah Promise includes a commitment to quality service and a lifetime powertrain warranty on vehicles. Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga. Inventory and information about the Sarah Promise online at Sarah280.com.
Welcome back in the Clay Central Sports Network. We're with you from Briarwood Christian School. Our Lady Vols trailing Shelby County 41-37, 2:30 remaining. The Vols have the ball as Billingsley brings it across half court. She looks to penetrate into the right wing, right elbow area, looks to skip pass back over that 2-3 zone of the Wildcats, and it's over everybody's head, and it's out of bounds and being inbounded.
Well, I don't know who Renile was throwing that to, but she, as deep as she got, she would have been better off taking a shot.
So Shelby County looks to inbound right here down in front of us. She does inbound, gets it in to Arnold. Arnold crosses midcourt with it. Arnold shot, it's up, it's no good. The rebound is fought for. Coming out of there with it.
Mia Lindsay rakes it out of there.
And she's on the move. To the right side. Finds Heflin on the right block. That shot's up and no good. Controlled, that rebound controlled by India Glenn, who gets it to Billingsley. And Billingsley nails the three-pointer from the left corner, cutting into that lead, making it a 41-40 lead for Shelby County. Wildcats on the offensive end. Things happening at a frantic pace down there under the Wildcat goal, and we've got a foul. And that foul is going against number 1.
That's India Glenn picking up that foul.
And that puts number 10, Morgan Arnold, on the line for...
I'm not sure
it was a shooting foul. No, it was not. We were lining up. They were lining up for a free throw. The players thought it was, and me, I thought we were going to be shooting, but the referees told us all, no, we're going to just inbounds here. So 1:45 left. Wildcats up by 1. They get the ball inbounds. Number 5, Floyd, controlling it out of the key. And Floyd's pass to Dewey, too high for everybody. It goes out of bounds. The turnover, the Vols ball, Coach, 1:39, and the Vols down 1.
Everybody's getting into the turnover game here. Big possession right here for the Volunteers. The game is on the line.
Lindsay running things from the point to Billingsley in the left wing. That pass batted around, controlled.
We turned it over and then fouled. We turned it over, they stole it, and then we fouled them.
So, almost like nobody really wants to secure the ball.
And that's still just four team fouls, so it will be an inbound situation for Shelby County.
Shelby County will be inbounding right about the mid-court area.
Now, the next foul on us puts them at the line for two.
121. Shelby County leads 41-40 with the ball. Floyd and Bowie out top for the Wildcats.
Yeah, Bowie's the one to keep an eye on right here.
Arnold looks to penetrate along the baseline. Her shot's up. It's no good. Dixon rebounds. She's fouled.
No, she shot it over the back. She got an offensive rebound and shot
gracious.
It over the backboard.
Coach, I thought she got hit or something the way the ball moved, but she didn't. That's what they say.
So okay, 1 minute.
We'll take the turnover. Lindsay running things from the top. Brock left wing, back to Lindsay top of the key. Billingsley right wing, looking down for India Glenn. We find Zakiria Heffin on the block. Her foul up.
Connell picking up that foul.
Her shot up, and she's fouled.
And that'll be a shooting foul, by the way. Zakiria Heflin going to the line. And listen, folks, she is 1-for-11. But she can redeem herself with these two.
She's at the line, 51 seconds, looking to tie this thing up. There it is, Coach.
She did it. She tied her up.
We're tied at 41 apiece. 51.9 seconds remaining. She's got her second free throw coming. Zachary Heffin, second free throw up, and it's off. Coach, we're tied. Bowie with the rebound, and she's on the run. From one end to the other, into the paint, she takes her shot. It's off. Coach, she's called for a travel, a turnover. The Vols will take it, headed back the other way with this thing tied up, 41 all, with 43.2 seconds remaining.
Do you think we'll hold for one right here?
We would if I was coaching, but I'm not coaching.
Well, but you're risking a chance of turning it over.
I'm just telling you what I'd do, but I'm not coaching, so I don't have to decide. We'll work it around the perimeter. Billingsley, Lindsay, Brock.
They're not really pressuring the ball.
They're not. Looks like they would be content if we would hold it for one.
We have a player on each block, so that's kind of taking care of their inside people.
Right.
And now we turn it over.
And they give it back to us, Coach, and we give it back to them. And they get an over and back. What kind of call did we have?
They stepped out of bounds.
Oh, they stepped out of bounds. Looks like we're going to discuss it, Coach.
I'm pretty sure they stepped out of
looks
bounds.
Looks like we're going to discuss it. I thought I saw an over and back motion.
Well, it's looking like it's going to be Shelby County's ball.
Well, that's what it's looking like.
Mid-court. And
I'm not sure that anybody really knows what's going on right now. But we do know Shelby County's fixing to inbound the ball.
We traded turnovers.
On their offensive end. And now we're going to have a timeout, Coach. And we're going to take it with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Tied 41-all, 9 seconds left. You stay with us.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
We welcome you back to Briarwood Christian School. We've got area tournament action. Our Clay Central Lady Vols, the Shelby County Wildcats. Coach, let's reset this thing. 9.2 seconds, 41 all.
Well, right now, we're going to have an inbound play, and it looks like it's going to be about halfway between the midcourt line and the Shelby County basket. Shelby County will be throwing the ball inbounds with 9.2 seconds remaining. The Volunteers will be, of course, in man-to-man, so there's going to be a lot of pressure on this inbound pass. And here we go, Coach.
The ball's inbounded. They get it in number 10 for Shelby County. Coach, that's Arnold. A point-blank shot. That ball inbounds into the right-hand corner. She takes it along the baseline to the front of the goal and lays it up and drops it in right there, Coach. With 3.6 seconds remaining, they're able to convert that goal to take a two-point lead.
Yeah, she took the inbound pass on the right wing, dribbled into the foul line and up the lane and shot it with her left hand and made it crawl over the front of the rim.
And, Coach, we're at 3.6 seconds. And after leading for the majority of this game, our Lady Vols find us. We're behind 2 points with 3.6 seconds. Coach, what do you do in this situation?
Well,
that's not a lot of time.
The problem right here is we got an inbound on the opposite end.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would do is I would throw the ball inbounds to half court and call timeout.
Okay. All
right. But I don't know that we could execute that right here.
Right.
But if you can do that, then you can call the timeout and set up some sort of side inbound play that you work on in practice for these situations.
Just for this situation.
So, I mean, most coaches have plays designed for this situation.
Well, that's where we find ourselves, Coach. And now the clock, as we see it, they've added some time back to the clock.
Well, we need to remember.
They've added some time back to the clock.
They have. It's 5.1.
From 3.9 to 5.1, so.
And we need to remember this throw-in. Now, the clock won't start until it touches somebody inbounds.
That's right.
After the throw-in.
That's
so
right.
I'm still saying we need to get the ball up to midcourt and call timeout.
All right. So here we go, Coach. 5.1 seconds. Shelby County leads our Lady Vols. They're ahead of us by 2, 43-41.
Shelby County's given us that opportunity by having three men all the way back at
India
the defensive
Glenn
end.
Rolls it in. Lindsay picks it up. We're on the attack. Billingsley, left, right wing. That shot is blocked. And, Coach, the Shelby County Wildcats, the three seed in this area tournament, knock off our Lady Vols, the two seed, 43-41. Shelby County advancing to the area championship game. Coach, our Lady Vols season comes to an end right here tonight at Briarwood Christian. We'll step away, take a break, regather some numbers. We'll come back and wrap up this game for you right here on Classic Country 90.9, the home of the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something, meaning we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement. It's a message, and this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Coach Chris Heron, Coach Jerry Wames, Coach, we've seen the end of the season for our Clay Central Lady Vols as they fall here, Coach, in the first round of the area tournament to the Shelby County Wildcats. 43-41, Coach. In a game, the Vols led for the majority of the game, but not when it mattered most at the end.
Well, you're right. And we had a poor fourth quarter, you know, ball handling in particular. But two things cost us this game, Coach. Number one, we turned the ball over too many times, particularly down the stretch there in the fourth quarter, giving them extra shots. And then we went 7 for 22 from the free throw line. Those two things have plagued us all year. And when you look at the other side, Shelby County hit 9 out of 13 from the foul line.
Wow.
So right there's the difference in the game. They made 9, we made 7, we lose by 2. Only 3 players scored today for the Volunteers. Nariah Brock had 16 points. Ramile Billingsley had 15 on 5 three-pointers, and Zykeria Heflin scored 10 points. Kinnaid Buey, the great seventh grader that Shelby County has, led their scoring with 15 points. So the turnovers, the free throw shooting did us in this game. And, you know, after playing, beating this team twice during the regular season, we lose to them here because of those reasons. But the Volunteers gave a great effort. It just wasn't meant to be today.
Coach, we dropped this one here. Now we're going to kind of gather ourselves, load up, and we're going to make the move. We're going to do some traveling to the other end of 280, a little bit farther out of town, where we'll be bringing you action from Sylacauga as our boys team will be taking on Briarwood Christian at Sylacauga in first round action of the boys game. So that'll be Rusty Taylor, myself, Coach Chris Herron, bringing you that action shortly as we make the move to Sylacauga High School, actually taking place at Nichols Lawson Middle School there in Sylacauga. We'll have more on this game maybe later on tonight and tomorrow morning on the three-point stance. For right now, we thank you for joining us. For Coach Jerry Weems, I'm Coach Chris Herron. Thank you for listening to Vols Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Volunteer Sports Network.
Been listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Benhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.